Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin the Perek Tesvav of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is, I acknowledge, a little bit grisly, which is the Mitzvah Saniskalin. And the Rambam writes the following. Okay, so Mitzvah Saniskalin, Rachug Mitzvah Skila Arba Amos, Rav Shitin Esam, Mechuyiv Skila Begadav, Umechasin Ervaso Milafanav, Veina Yishan Eskela Saruma, Ella Bechalok Echad. So everybody knows that goes to Munios and the Ragaz, the Kesef Mishnah. Others, virtually all the notes I've given, that were passing like the Chamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda paskins at the Isha Niskela Saruma, but she gets a little bit of a cover, Milfanel Me'achara, as opposed to the man, right, who only gets covered in front of him. So basically, the teretz here appears to be that the Rambam felt that the Chachamim were meeting Rabbi Yehuda exactly halfway, that they agreed as far as the Isha was concerned, they disagreed as far as the Isha was concerned. Now, this is far from a trivial halacha, right? Because what this relates to is in daraisa v'haftal reyacha kamocha v'arlo misa yafa. So you would think that the misa yafa would be the quickest possible death, but for an isha, the bizayon of being in aruma be'es misasa is greater. So she'd rather die. Obviously, we're talking about at the margins here, but a little bit more slowly with a chaluk on, which will create some protection, presumably, for when she's cast off the base of Askila, or the Evan is cast upon her. So that itself creates a little bit of a barrier, but better that she should be covered, right? So it's tailored to her needs. So the Rambam goes on. Base Askila Gavoa Shtei Komos. Again, this is also part of the Barlo Misa Yafa. If it would be higher than that, then you'd have Avar of Misparikin, you'd have a Nivel, in a terrible sense of dismemberment. If it was lower than that, then you'd have suffering. So, Beisaskila Gavosh De Komos, Olo Sham, Huve Eidav Yadav Asuros, Vechar Mina Eidim. So, Eid, let's call them Eid number one. Dochol Amasta Meachorev Unapach Unopali Bolaret. There's an extensive discussion. There's a Kalim based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Memhei, and the comment that Rashi makes there, what the Rambam exactly means by this. But Pashtas of the Rambam is you push them from the back, so that they'll flip over, right, in midair, and they'll land back on their hearts. So, imes bayat, sashrei nemar sakol yisakelo yaro yira. This is by my midar sinai. We'll come back to that. Hina hishva niskal shenafal evan olav imanidchav shenafal hu ba'atz mal aret. So, even the pasuk says for a skila, it's like throwing a stone on somebody, which we'll get to. Pasuk says yaro yara, which means throwing the person on the ground instead of throwing an element of the ground, the rock on the person, into the person on the ground. So it's all one and the same. It's all the mitzvahs on his skull. And I'll come back to that idea in a second. V'imlo meis midchifazel. So then what happens? Magmina edim evan shahaisa munachas, not that it was there permanently, as the Radvaz notes. The evan gets buried. You don't want an evan that was responsible, so to speak, for ending a person's life. Just be hanging around. Masa shnei v'nei adam. It takes two people to lift it. Eid hasheni. Now aid number two, right? Because there's a principle of yad ho edim tiavova rishon olam yiso. So aid number two, mar pe yado. So he would release his hand. Mashach seven alibo. So you should aim for the heart of the person. Now again, if you pay careful attention, the Rambam seemed like the person was facing down. So there's some discussion again. No sekelim. Maybe you flip the person back over. All right, so umashach seven alibo imespa yatzav imlav regimaso bechol Yisrael shenemar yad ha'edim tiyavav rishon olam yiso v'yad kol ha'am b'achrona. So you go from yaro yara to sakol yisakel with neven gedola, and then you smaller avanim, presumably you bring in the people. Okay, so Zeferi, you read this halacha, you learn this halacha, you can understand why you know, Aliba the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon, Skila really is the Chamur Rabbi Yoser. It's awful to even contemplate, but so that's why it's reserved for the Chamura Shebech Chamuros, as it were. But be that as it may, here you have the Rambam quoting from the Pasuk, Sakol Yisak Elo Yaro Yiyara in Behema Mishal Yechem, Mishal Chayovel Hema Yalu Vahar. So it doesn't seem incidental. In any sense, that the Mitzvah Saniskalin is derived from Maimed Har Sinai. Dehainu, in essence, what Skila is really reserved for was Chil Shabbos before Hesya, Zavodazara, Birkas Hashem, are those Averos, I'll try to demonstrate as we go on in this aspect of the Limud, are those violations which are, in a sense, Kol Hamodeh Bam, Kofer Bechol Atera Kula. That's obviously a statement that I'm extracting from its immediate context in the Gemara and the Chulin, and elsewhere from regarding Avodah Zarah per se, and applying it to Birkas Hashem, Chal Shabbos for Hesya, Gemara Chulin Daf Hei, in fact says it explicitly, Chal Shabbos for Hesya, Skov Chal Terah Kula. So the point is, and the Rambam quotes that famously, Chal Shabbos Perek Lamed, the point is that Skila is reserved for people who have essentially sought, and remember, let's be very clear here, that it takes a lot to give somebody skila, not just the Avera, but the Hasra, and the Edim, and Almanaskin, and Yosa, and Hitra Atzma Lechach, and all of that. So a person who basically is rejecting my Medar Sinai, right? This isn't like a local Avera, but the Avera is the Avera Chamura B'Yoser, that it's basically impossible for the Torah to be coherent, a person to violate this Avera. It's Chol Shabbos for Esya. So the Ramban this week's parasha, the Ramban discusses, right, Shabbos, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So more aptly, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Shabbos, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So Bechal Shabbos for Hesya is a kofir, my spacious, right, and so on and so forth. So the extraction of the Pasuk, telling us that the Gedarim of Skila are, Sakol Yisakol Yayara Yayara, are critical, insofar as they distill for us what the mechayiv is in the situation of mitzvah saniskalin altogether.